today we're going to continue our story of, or our series of resurrection stories. And in our resurrection stories today, we're going to talk about some healing. And let's talk about these wonderful disciples and what they had done. So our scripture today comes from John 21. After these things, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples by the Sea of Tiberias. And he showed himself in this way. Gathered there together were Simon Peter, Thomas called the twin, Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two others of his disciples. Simon Peter said to them, "I'm going fishing." They said to him, "We will go with you." They went out and got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. Just after daybreak, Jesus stood on the beach, but the disciples did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to them, "Children, you have no fish, have you?" They answered him, "No." He said to them, "Cast the net to the right side of the boat, and you will find some." So they cast it, and now they were not able to haul it in because there were so many fish. That disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." And when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he put on some clothes, for he was naked, and jumped into the sea. But the other disciples came in the boat, dragging the net full of fish, for they were not far from land, only about 100 yards off. This is the word of the Lord for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Lord God, today as we begin to think about all the things that you have done, we're also going to be thinking about healing, Lord, and the things that you have done or are about to do in lives. Lord, speak through me and in spite of my voice today so that we may hear you and glean from you. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. So, starting with the story, you know, there's a lot of different kinds of healing. There's illness of mind, body, even spirit. And it can zap us. It can literally drive the energy that we have out of our life, or it can take the spirit of our life and change it. So when we talk about this, sometimes when we think about this, sometimes it might even change our lives forever. And it change asks us to adapt. Maybe even to things that we never imagined we would have to adapt to. Oh, there's illnesses, there's death, sometimes there's even limitations to even opening the ideas of possibility. Sometimes, though, when you happen to be a public figure, people can see the illness and what has happened. Sometimes illnesses are invisible too. Now, this isn't a political statement, so please don't regard it as such, but it is an example. A couple years ago, there was the former lieutenant governor, who is now a senator here in Pennsylvania, and John Fetterman had a stroke. And when he had the stroke, it took a while for him to recover from that. And we know different people who have had strokes, and sometimes they never fully recover from a stroke. Well, he goes on to keep campaigning, and he ends up winning the seat of Pennsylvania for the Senate. And the problem is that he was also going through another illness, mental illness. He was suffering from depression. And it took somebody else saying to him, "John, you need to get some help." You need to go and get some real help so that you can do what you've committed to do, so and more importantly, so that you might be healthy. Well, there's all kinds of ways that we look at that aren't necessarily healthy, right? We can do all kinds of things to better our health, and we can do all kinds of things to hinder our health. Some of the things that we do that find comfort, even in times of COVID, was a lot of folks had found cooking to be one of their favorite things to do because you were home all the time. And I can imagine there were quite a few people who put on maybe 5, 10, 20 pounds, right? And it's just because you had a whole new situation that all of a sudden you could adapt, that you had to adapt to. Not only that, but during COVID, a lot of folks found themselves lonelier than they had ever thought was possible. Extremely lonely. So how do you deal with that? Sometimes you go back to doing some things that you've always done, right? And that's kind of what the disciples did. They didn't have Jesus walking along with them after he had resurrected. Oh yes, Jesus had appeared to the disciples, but they went back to something that they had found comforting, something that they knew. So they had gone back home. It says the Sea of Tiberias. Well, I'll tell you, the Tiberias is right on the Sea of Galilee. So on the Sea of Galilee, we know that the disciples had gone back home. Now, Capernaum itself is also on the Sea of Galilee, and we know that that's where a lot of the disciples had lived. Well, one night, Peter says, I'm going fishing. And some of the other ones said, okay, I'm going to go with you. Now, I know a lot of people who have liked to go fishing, and this is seems to be the time of year. And with me living so close to Pymatuning Lake, let me tell you, anytime I go for gas in Ohio, there's people all over that land bridge there that is, they're fishing. And the boats that go past my house in Linesville every day, there are people fishing. They're fishing. They're trying to catch their limit of fish. Well, sometimes catching that limit of fish is fun. Sometimes going fishing isn't any fun because you didn't catch any fish. I remember the one time I had taken my kids fishing, and they were still pretty little then, and we were just going to a pond. And because Marissa was still pretty little, that's my daughter, we didn't give her the fishing pole. Instead, I decided I was going to construct a fishing pole for her. So being a teacher, I had a pointer stick at home. And it had a little loop on the end of the pointer stick. And if you remember what teacher pointer sticks look like, sometimes they even had a little screw with an eye on the end of it so you could hang it up. Well, mine had that. And so what I did was I took a good measure of string and I put a hook on it. And all she had to do is throw that hook in and she would catch a fish. And her poor brother, who was 5.5 years older than her, he wasn't catching anything. Every time I turned around, Marissa was yanking another fish out of the water. And once again, I had to stop and put things down and go take her fish off. She could throw a bare hook in, and she was catching fish. So one was super happy, and one kid was not super happy. In fact, he was getting pretty grumpy. Anybody ever get the grumps? Yeah, okay. So maybe the disciples were trying to get over a case of the grumps. I don't know. But they threw their net in. And they fished all night long. And they didn't catch anything. Now, like when I just showed the kids a little bit ago, that jar is full of little pebbles and full of seashells. Something that I just scooped up from walking along the Sea of Galilee and stuck in my pocket. That's full of life. And yet the disciples were catching nothing. Think about that. They were catching nothing. And then Jesus comes along and says, have you caught anything? Have you caught anything? Nope, not a thing. He says, well, throw it in on the other side. Now, that's changing pattern. You see, the disciples and fishermen of that time, they always threw their nets in on the one side, not on the right. And that Jesus says, throw it in on the right. Now, I don't know why they didn't argue with him. Maybe because it was Jesus. They didn't know it was Jesus yet. But they threw it in on the right. And what'd they do? They caught tons of fish. Tons of fish. And then John says, it's Jesus. And Peter puts his clothes on and jumps in. He couldn't wait. He runs out of the water. Could you imagine? He's there. The other disciples, they get the boat in, they get the catch in, and they build a fire, and they eat together. They celebrate with each other. Think about the celebration that happens and the good things in life. It's almost been a year since I've lost my mother. It's been 5 years since I've lost my brother. And it has been 9 years since I lost my dad. All within this month-to-month period of time are the anniversaries of either their birthdays or their deaths. And I stop and I think about different things, different times. And it's funny how things can catch you off guard every once in a while. Like the smell of something baking, or even the way that you were gathering up and cleaning up the kitchen like I'd done with my mom so many times before. Or something as stupid as listening to music on the radio and a Willie Nelson song comes on and you remember that's the song your dad taught you how to do a dance to. And it comes back and it washes over you again. I think of the things that my brother would have seen this year as he would have turned 50 this past Monday. And all the different nieces and nephews that are here now. There are things that weigh us down in life. There are things, too, that God keeps bringing renewal to our lives over and over if we just seek him. Hold on to him and remember that he has given us the gift of the resurrection. So when we don't have life here on this earth any longer, if we so truly believe in him, we have eternal life from that moment. And that's exciting. We get to renew our spirits then. We get to have times where we get to smile and remember and find joy and celebrate. Next week is going to be a true celebration here at Stone. Not only do we celebrate communion on the first Sunday of every month, but next week we get to do an infant baptism and welcome two people to the church to become family members of ours and of the Lord. You see, those are things that we get to celebrate. And every Sunday, folks, we got to remember that we are Easter people. We are people who believe in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And every Sunday is a mini resurrection Sunday. And we get to celebrate what God is doing in our lives. What is God doing in your life right now through Jesus Christ? Are you looking for a sense of renewal? And I'm not saying that bad things don't happen. I know bad things happen all the time. But God didn't say that bad things wouldn't happen. God said that he would be present with us. And that he would send us a Savior to bring us back into relationship with him. And through the power of the Holy Spirit, God is seeking you every day. You, me, the people that are here, the people that are on TV, the people that are out in our community and in our world. Are you seeking him? Are you looking? Are you looking for his presence in this world? Let us pray. Lord God, I thank you today for that day that was such a healing time for those disciples, where they were found doing their ordinary. Jesus turned it into the extraordinary. Well, Lord, we know that there are no ordinary days in our lives because you are an extraordinary God. Continue to work in us through the grace of Jesus Christ and the power of the Holy Spirit today and for always. Amen.